This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Stock markets in Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels, and Lisbon have opened normally today after a software glitch took them down yesterday. Exchange operator Euronext says the failure was not due to a cyber attack, but it is one of several outages this year. The world's third largest exchange in Tokyo was down for an entire day this month, while a July software issue hit trade in Germany. Nikki Biatti is boss of the consultancy Market Structure Partners. She explains what happens when tech problems plague these platforms.
They are a big issue for investors because the moment an exchange has an outage, nobody can see the prices in the market and they can't trade. So if news breaks during that time, then it can significantly impact the price when the market reopens.
Now, obviously, that means something has gone wrong. But what goes right in these situations that prevents chaos and volatility when the markets do eventually reopen?
Well, it's important to point out that there are some differences between the European market and the US market. So there are many trading venues or exchanges competing with each other, both in the US and in Europe. But in the US, the data from all of those venues is combined into one place so that the market can carry on trading if one venue is out and another isn't. In Europe, that doesn't happen. So this data is not gathered in one place, and so the market doesn't see what else is happening in other venues because most people are looking at the primary market. So in answer to whether or not that creates chaos, it depends. But I think the US market would function more smoothly in this sort of scenario.
Today, Euronext, we saw a very smooth open this morning. So what was going on behind the scenes in all likelihood that made it so smooth, that didn't make huge waves of volatility?
I think it's all gone smoothly this morning. That's because everybody's had a chance to have a breather. At the moment the outage actually happens, it is chaos behind the scenes at many, many investment banks and brokers because they've all got to work out which orders actually got executed before the outage happened. They have to then go back and refill all of their orders. So it takes time to do all of those things. So it may not look like chaos on the top, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
These days, our minds always tend to go to cyber attacks as the cause. But as we've seen, the Tokyo outage on October 1st was a hardware issue. Euronext says yesterday's failure was software related. Do you think cyber attacks are becoming a bigger risk? And are these exchanges adequately prepared, do you think?
So I certainly yesterday made me think about that. I do think cyber attacks in every business are becoming bigger issues. And certainly in my experience in financial markets, you see more and more evidence of them. And so it's only a matter of time before an exchange has a cyber attack or is held to ransom. And then they could be out for days, which is quite frightening. And I don't think people are prepared enough for that. I mean, if I look at the outage yesterday, even just in terms of how long it took to get back up and running, it suggests that people are so used to touching the steering wheel that when the steering wheel falls off, actually, there's a lot of running around to work out how you deal with the back end. And there's usually only a few specialists that really understand that. So it worries me that a cyber attack could take an exchange out for 4 days. And I'm really not sure that people are ready for that.
How do they prepare themselves better then?
I think it's really important to have a sort of dress rehearsal and think about what type of cyber attack might happen. If we're going to be held to ransom, are we just going to pay that? Do we have insurance? If we don't, how are we going to deal with that? How long would we be out of the market? Or if it's someone taking control of the software or change the software, how quickly could we get to the bottom of that? And I think regulators should be asking a lot of these questions. Some of the things that are built into regulations actually in Europe force other trading venues to take data from the primary exchange. So if the primary exchange goes down, then the entire market, for example, you know, the French market, if it was a French exchange, you know, could be out for days in the event of a cyber attack.
Nikki Biatti, boss of Market Structure Partners, thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thank you.